A reflection in the glasses made Grammatica start at first. The memory of the drowned boy still all too fresh. But he masked his sudden panic well. The Eldar regarded him sternly. "You were successful, John Grammaticus?" asked Slaudar.
"Yes, the Fulgurite is in my possession."
"And you know what you must do?
You still doubt my conviction? Just answer the question."
Grammatica sighed, deep and world-weary.
"Yes, I know what must be done, although killing a Primarch won't be easy.
This has ever been your mission."
"I know, but even still,
His Grace is bound to the Earth. Separated from it, he will be weak and can be slain like any of the others."
"Why him? Why not the lion or that bastard Kurz? Why does it have to be him?"
"Because he is important, and because he must not live to become the keeper of the gate. Do this, and your pact with the Cabal is ended."
"I somehow doubt that."
"It doesn't matter what you believe, Monkey. All that matters is what you do next."
"Don't worry, I know my mission and will carry it out as ordered."
"When you reach Makrag," said the Ortak, threatening even though he was only flecting, "find him. He has been there some time already."
"Shouldn't be too difficult."
"It will be harder than you think. He is not himself anymore. You'll need help."
"Another Primarch, yes, I know. I suspect few will be lining up to be his executioner, however.
You would be surprised.
Your kind are full of them."
Slaudar ignored the slight, deeming it to be beneath his concern. "And then," he asked instead, "when the Fulgurite is delivered?"
A sudden star flare forced Grammaticus to dim the glasses, effectively ending the flecked, but he answered anyway.
"Then Vulcan dies."
Falling from grace. Burning, endlessly burning. I awoke to heat and the stench from my own scorched flesh. My body was wreathed in flame. I didn't need to look to know it. My every nerve ending screamed it. Falling. I thought I had succumbed to another of my brother's death traps, some pit or chasm of fire. But I had descended for too long and too weightlessly for it to be that. I opened my eyes, and in the few seconds I had, before their vitreous humours boiled and then evaporated in their sockets, I saw a vast orb below me through the blazing heat haze. It was a grey, almost pallid world, wreathed with white cloud. I was far above it, breaching its upper atmosphere without a ship or even the protection of my armour. Skin burned away, flesh too, then muscle. My head wrenched back, my mouth agape in a silent scream as I experienced agony on a scale without measure. Stars and nebula flashed before me, but I had not the wit to see them. As my brain rebelled against what my body was telling it, I witnessed my own destruction through my mind's eye. Vulcan, his body an inferno, skin shriveling like parchment, his meat fat spitting, his flesh sloughing away and disintegrating. Vulcan, rendered down to blackened bone, his withered skeleton breaches the upper atmosphere until, finally, Vulcan dies.
Vulcan Lives was written by Nick Keim and read by Saul Reichlin. It was produced by Heavy Entertainment for Black Library. This recording is copyrighted 2013 by Games Workshop Limited. All rights reserved.